Siamese crocodiles have had a tough time. 20 years ago, they were declared extinct in the wild. The crocodiles once ranged widely across Southeast Asia, but coveted for their soft skin, Siamese crocodiles were poached to the very edge of existence. However, in 2001, researchers discovered small populations of Siamese crocodiles in the wild in Cambodia. That meant the species went from being listed as extinct to critically endangered. This month, there was more good news. DNA tests on 69 crocodiles at a wildlife rescue center outside Phnom Penh found that 35 of them are purebred Siamese crocodiles. Adam Starr heads the Crocodile Conservation Program at Fauna and Flora International, a conservation organization that works with the Cambodian government to protect Siamese crocodiles. He says just 250 Siamese crocodiles exist in the wild in the world, most of them in Cambodia.
How important is Cambodia? Very important. Siamese crocodiles used to exist throughout Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, everywhere. Now, they're reduced from about 99% of their original population and range area. We could say that Cambodia hosts between 95 and 99% of the remaining wild crocodiles, which is about 250.
The tests proved invaluable in allowing researchers to distinguish between purebred Siamese crocodiles and hybrid crocodiles, something that cannot be done just by looking at them. Knowing which animals are hybrid is essential because conservationists do not want hybrids colonizing the country's rivers. Nek Ratanapek is the director of the Phnom Tamau Wildlife Rescue Center, where the purebred crocodiles live. He also heads the country's crocodile conservation program. He says the discovery of the purebreds could provide a critical lifeline for the preservation of Siamese crocodiles.
Previously, we have so many crocodiles, but we don't know which one is pure Siamese crocodile and which one is the hybrid one. But now we know exactly which one is the pure and which one is the hybrid. And then we do hope that maybe some a potential donor will be support our water activity to be conserved or to be stop this species extinct from the world.
The problem of hybrids stems from crocodile farms, which bred Siamese crocodiles with other faster-growing, larger, and more aggressive crocodiles. The leather from the hybrid crocodile is still soft, and the hybrids provide more of it faster. Nek Ratanapek says the next step is to create a breeding program using the 6 mature purebreds at his center. The tests also show that they are not related, which is vital for genetic diversity. Their offspring will be kept for 2 years before being released into the wild to maximize their chances of survival. Nek Ratanapek says the goal is to get Siamese crocodiles taken off the critically endangered list, which means reaching a target of 500 mature adults in the wild. As it takes 15 years for a Siamese crocodile to reach maturity, this is a long-term project. But Cambodia is the Siamese crocodile's last chance.
So this population is in the age of the extinction. Now Cambodia is the stronghold of this species.
Adam Starr says many challenges remain. Human encroachment on the crocodile habitat is one problem. Another is Cambodia's plan to build huge hydroelectric dams, which block rivers. But those challenges are hardly new, and the DNA tests, which were carried out by a university in Thailand, have helped to move the project forward.
What we're able to do now is work with a captive population that are pure genetic stock and be able to start a breeding program and be able to reintroduce animals to areas where Siamese crocodiles once existed but have been eradicated due to poaching. So it's a very exciting phase we're about to embark upon.
That sound is the call of a Siamese crocodile hatchling. It is a sound that Nek Ratanapek and his colleagues hope will be heard across at least some of Cambodia's rivers in the coming years, as it was not long ago. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.